Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from L.K. Smith, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, My Date Lived in a Gymnasium. Being your man's provider, is it worth it? They say everyone has an angle. Everyone wants something. Everyone. Of course, I didn't think that applied to me. I wasn't trying to get anything. I just wanted to mind my business, live my life, and do my own thing. I was trying to be me. His name was Todd, with one D, which, I have to say, sort of bothered me. His name was supposed to have two D's, but it didn't, and that played in my brain like a tick. Clearly, I have issues. So I met Todd with one D online, where I met most of my dates at that time in my life. I had posted a brief ad saying I was looking for a guy. I didn't say if I wanted a date, a boyfriend, or a husband, probably because I didn't really know what I wanted. Actually, I knew I didn't want a husband. I had tried the husband thing back when I was 21. That was a 7-year mistake, and I would be sure never to do that again. Live and learn. So, anyway, I guess I was just looking for someone to spend time with. You know, to go places with when you need a plus one. Someone to kiss on New Year's Eve. Someone to spend my birthday with. Someone to move heavy objects, brush the snow off my car, and make basic repairs around the house. And Todd, 1D, responded. Todd and I texted briefly, then went straight for the phone call. Why waste time? Fortunately, he passed the voice test. He had a normal man voice. I had a fear that I would be attracted to a guy via text or email, and then when I would finally hear his voice, I would find it a turnoff. Yet another issue I have. See, I can't be with a guy with a squeaky voice, a high-pitched voice, a woman's voice, or a lisp. And a southern twang is a real struggle for me, too. So the guy's voice needs to be a man voice. However, when it comes to accents, I would make an exception for a man with an English accent. That's just plain hot. So my call with Todd call was going great. After talking for a while, we decided to meet at one of my favorite blues places in the suburbs. Then Todd said he wanted to be honest with me. Oh, great. He was about to drop the honesty bomb. Todd said, I want to be honest and tell you I have no driver's license, so I have to take the bus to meet you. He told me that he had a couple of drunk driving convictions under his belt and his license was revoked. He wanted to let me know up front in case that was a deal breaker for me. This was suburban Detroit. No one took the bus here. Oh, that's no problem, I said. This was one of the first of many lies I would tell Todd and myself throughout our dating. Let's see. Todd was a drinker. He drove while drunk, had no car, no license, and I couldn't imagine going on a romantic drive with him on the city bus. I was a non-drinker with a clean driving record, and I owned a car. Nope, Todd and I were not a good match. But I hated confrontation, and I hated hurting people's feelings and making them feel bad about themselves. Besides, who was I to judge? So I kept my date with Todd. I met him at the bus stop, and we walked to the blues place from there. Appearance-wise, Todd wasn't really my type. He was all right looking, though. He had super thick hair with a sort of strange hairline. Later, I would learn it was a rug, as in a man wig, but I would train myself to overlook that like I taught myself to overlook almost everything with Todd. After our dates, we always went back to my place, never to Todd's place. One day, I learned why that was. Todd was a social worker. He had an office in an old, large building that housed a gymnasium. Todd counseled people with substance abuse issues, mostly homeless people. I found this to be a very admirable career. He was flat broke, but he was doing good in this world. The homeless people slept in cots in the gymnasium at night. It was relatively safe and warm, and with Todd's office in the building, he was able to counsel whoever needed it. He got paid a small salary by the city, but not enough to pay for somewhere to live, so it made economic sense for him to stay with everyone else in the gymnasium. So he did. So sometimes, I would help out Todd by swinging by the gymnasium, picking up Todd, and we would go back to my place, a 3-bedroom house with a mortgage I struggled to pay, and a washer and dryer where Todd could do his laundry while we sat on my couch eating the food I bought. Then I would drive him back to his place, the gymnasium, in the morning so he could go to work. Then I drove home in my car that I was making payments on, stopping to fill up with gas that costs money. Then I would start my day at a job I hated. I had bills to pay. After about 3 months of dating Todd, which included rendering my chauffeur services and a decadent catered Thanksgiving spread, complete with turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie, I don't have time to make that stuff. Todd started dropping hints that he wanted to move into my place. Hell no. Even I had my limits. My home was my sanctuary, and I had cats. I loved them more than anything. Todd hated my cats. He said they were rodents and belonged outdoors. As I saw it, Todd was the rodent who belonged outdoors. Despite all of our other incompatibilities, the fact that Todd didn't like my cats was the deal breaker that I could never overlook. Never. When Todd continued to drop these hints of cohabitation, I would pretend not to hear him. I was able to avoid a confrontation that way, and Todd got the point. After a few days of his hint dropping falling on my intentionally deaf ears, Todd called me from the gymnasium. He politely said that he felt we weren't growing together and should just be friends. I agreed. It was the only completely civil breakup I ever had. We continued to make small talk for a few minutes, and then Todd's phone disconnected. He ran out of minutes. About 2 months after the permanent disconnect with Todd, I was sitting on my couch on a Friday night with my rescue cats and some Haagen-Dazs when Todd crossed my mind. I wondered what he was up to. A quick social media search revealed that in the short time since we stopped seeing each other, Todd had married and was living with his new wife in a beautiful home that she lived in before meeting him. The entire story was told on Facebook, complete with photographs. Todd had moved quickly to close the deal this time around. Maybe it was true love, but I knew better than that. It was clear what Todd wanted from me, but what did I want from him? I wondered why I had wasted 3 months of my life with him. What was in it for me? There must have been something in it for me, or I wouldn't have hung on for so long. Then it occurred to me, my quasi-relationship with Todd did give me something I wanted, something I needed. Todd was someone to spend time with. He made me feel like someone cared about me, like I was worthy of attention and affection. That is what I wanted, and pretty much anyone would do. Despite all the ways we were a mismatch, Todd was good enough for that point in my life. He was a warm body. I guess it's true. Everyone does have an angle, even if they think they don't. And that was mine. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.